This is Signal 337, the podcast for the innately curious and creative.
Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Signal 337. I'm your host, Tim McKenna, and I am going to delve deep into why words matter. In particular, I want to talk about one word that has been a defining part of my career for the last 10 or so years. And that word is user. Now, I work in user experience. My title, user experience designer, manager of UX, whatever. But the word user is ubiquitous. And the problem that I have with it is that it is an abstraction of the audience. It is an abstraction, a way to very simply define people. And people are hella complex and are nuanced and have so much more than just what the term of user can box you in as. Let me back up a little bit and tell you where this is coming from. So Twitter is a dumpster fire, but Twitter does have its moments where you can have some really good discussion. And design Twitter in particular is that magnified. Sometimes really great for discussion, sometimes a holy dumpster fire. But a discussion that was happening through a few folks that I follow, they were talking very passionately about the word user and how it is an unethical term to give to people. That caught my attention, and I was starting to follow the thread around the discussion. So the arguments are that by blanket term application of the word user to your audience is too abstract and strips the humanity away from your audience who would be using your product or service. And humans are, just by their very nature, really fucking complex individuals. No one person is exactly the same as another. And with that, by abstracting and conflating and putting everyone under the term of like users of your product or service, they have these shared characteristics. That's true, but it also strips away a lot of opportunities and descriptions that you can have about people. And that's where the unethical argument was coming from, is that it dehumanizes and it makes people into a categorization of these are the users that we follow, these are the users that we service, and these are the users' needs that we need to meet. And the argument on the counter was that the term user is an abstraction, but it is an abstraction useful to categorize and describe various needs and requirements of a certain population who would use your product or service. The argument was that most people who would use, let's say for the sake of argument here, a Home Depot app. Let's just say that. I have no affiliations with Home Depot, so Home Depot don't come after me. But say people are using the Home Depot app, and the reason why they're using the Home Depot app is to get ideas around do-it-yourself projects at home that you can do, kind of weekend warrior type stuff, and how to easily order all of those parts and things that you would need that you can get at Home Depot. So the argument was that you have a particular audience that is going to be attracted to and want to use this service. And what do they have in common? They're probably going to be people with the ability to have weekend projects and the ability to want to do-it-yourself projects. So there is an already ingrained, like they must have excess money to be able to do these things, because when you're living on a paycheck-to-paycheck basis, you're probably not thinking about retiling your bathroom. You're probably thinking about making sure I pay my bills. So there's already some things being surfaced around who your audience is. And that audience definition is key to figuring out who would actually be finding value for this app. Now, when you categorize your audience in such a way and you find commonalities, it's easier to refer to that entire group as your user base, people who would use your application. And I can see that mentality. I can understand that. Like, that, I think, is where most people understand the thinking around user experience then, because you're talking about a specific audience that you're designing for. Now, to the counter of that, was that what ends up happening is that you oversimplify user needs, and you, like I said, strip away the humanity and strip away the nuance of the individuals, and you're actually finding ways to just categorize to a fictitious user, the all-purpose user that fits all this, and this does not meet your audience because humans are a lot more complex, and you have the propensity to exclude more individuals by just simply categorizing them as your more optimal users, as your more power users, your more fringe users. And what this does is create a disconnect with your audience, because if you're always referring to your audience as users, you stop thinking about them in the terms of they are people. Thus, then the term user can be applied to anything, and it devalues and dehumanizes. This was an interesting discussion, and I'm glad it didn't turn into an argument on Twitter, so it was kept very civil. But it made me think about the term user, because in the work that I do every single day, I help to build a product for folks in a particular industry that not everybody works within. So the users, in my case, are in a particular industry. They have particular needs, and they have to do certain work that the vast majority of other people don't need to do. So I'm already categorizing the individuals that would be using the platform that I work on. And when you think about that, that abstraction of using users, it's easy. And it becomes very easy to then go down that rabbit hole of just referring to your users in more carte blanche, you know, blatant terms. It becomes easier to talk about the user than talk about the person. And when you think about the fact that user experience is about creating experiences for humans to interact with digital products and services, physical products and services, that is the crux. The key part there is people, humans, alive and well, using our stuff. They are actually the audience that we're trying to build for, but when we abstract them out too far into just being users, we strip them of that humanity. And it made me think about just how ubiquitous this is in our industry, especially user experience. So we have user testing. We refer to our audience as users. We have user personas built of the commonalities of our users in their different use cases. And when we start to continuously just refer to users, we start getting one step away each time from referring to them as people. They need to do X, Y, Z. As a person, as an accountant, as a single mom, as someone who's trying to quit smoking, as someone who's trying to apply for federal student aid, as someone who's learning how to do X, Y, Z skill. And when we just refer to them as users, we take the humanity and the distinction of being a person away, and then we can start thinking about users in a whole bunch of other areas. Service-to-service model. Like, a user could be an API. A user could be, like, another computer. A user could be AI. It could be a lot of things. And that's the laziness that I see, is that we just refer to people as users, but we can refer to users in many sorts of other ways. So I think it's imperative that we start to push back on this. We need to start pushing back on user and the word that is just so far distance from reality, from people. I came into this industry to make things for people so that people have a better time doing things. And this was born out of my frustration of using various services and products that just sucked. When I was using my online bank account for the first time, And it was a horrible experience as I couldn't really read or understand the information. I didn't know how to make sure that I paid bills through my application. It just sucked. And then for the longest time, accessing my chart and getting my health records and making appointments online with healthcare was fucking mind-boggling because it was a shitty experience. And I wanted to make sure that when I went into user experience that I was going to say, hey, I'm going to try to solve problems for people like myself. People who are trying to do these things online, trying to do them digitally, and they were having a really bad experience. But then as I continued to grow over time, I stopped thinking about, well, I'm just going to stop thinking about making stuff for people like me. I need to start thinking about other people. I need to go outside of my own experience and think about people who have other needs and think about what is systemically built into these institutions and systems that are exclusionary. So now my approach has been I need to create better experiences and understanding and facilitate people to be able to do what they need to easily. And it's got to be for everybody. It's got to be equal for everybody so that they have the ability to do the things that they need to do easily. That is a different shift. That is a different mentality than focusing on users, because users can be whatever. But when you really center it back on people first design, we've been saying human-computer design, human-computer interaction design, design thinking, human-centered design. I don't care what you call it, but it needs to be focused on people. And I think we get too comfortable and we get too lazy when we use certain terms, such as users, because it's easy and we don't have to put a lot of thought into it. And the more that we distance ourselves away from people, solving problems for people, and we focus on just whatever feature or whatever thing that we need to do, like those things are not helping anybody. They don't help people. They help that fictitious user that doesn't really exist. So with that, I want to leave you with that question. With that discussion, what do we call ourselves? What is it we actually do? I think I have a pretty good idea. It's centering all my work on people and not abstracting away from people. Instead of referring to as a user, I should be able to, no, as the accountant who works in this company, as a single mom, as this requires us to do a lot more research and be a lot more humble and think about our audience. But we're humans. We like to make things easy for ourselves for the sake of conversation. So what do we call ourselves? What do we try to do? How do we change this? Am I alone in this thinking that using the term user is a problem? Or is it really a problem? So I beg this question to you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please share them on LinkedIn and Twitter. I'm always available on those two platforms. And I always appreciate your time listening to all of these episodes and the thoughts that I have broadcasting from my little corner in central Pennsylvania. With that, everything that I always say and do on here is always from my perspective, my experience, and is not indicative of any past or current employers. So everything is on me. So with that, thank you so very much, and I look forward to talking to you next time.